When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Yeah, we're keeping this. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Santa Clayton.
And Allie Santa Clayton. Listen, y'all, we're doing the beginning first because I'm editing this raw dog style.
Raw dog, y'all.
Raw dog. We're giving Neil the holiday weekend off and I'm going to take my hand at editing. If y'all don't like it, suck it.
Feliz Navi, suck it. What's your favorite Christmas song, dog?
Feliz Navi, suck it. I was just honestly thinking about that because Mariah Carey?
Yeah, it is good.
I was thinking, didn't like Hot Chip or like the Postal Service do some sad Christmas album?
Ever. That's your choice.
No, I'm just trying to remember. I feel like they sold it at Starbucks when I worked there. It feels like white people shit.
Yes, I forgot the Starbucks CDs.
Starbucks CDs, man. Man, and people will go ape shit for those CDs.
I remember Mama rolled up at the airport in the minivan one time to mm-hmm. get me blasting Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, I got a new CD at Starbucks.
Miley Cyrus at Starbucks. Ow, yeah. This, I'm wearing a wig. I got to take it off.
But yeah, Bradley loves Feliz Navidad, but we listen to it year around.
It is a very fun song.
On repeat. And it is just, I like the part where it says,
caca. Caca.
Yeah.
Where is that at?
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Rosberos on your felicidad.
That's so nice. You're good.
At one point in time, it does say it. Yeah, I love that song. I love that song, Feliz Navidad.
I love that song, Feliz Navidad. I like, here come the bells. I feel like I'm about to get murdered.
Merry Christmas.
Am I going to make it to the bathroom in time?
I know, right? Merry Christmas.
Y'all, if you haven't figured it out, this is a holiday episode.
Yeah, this is a holiday episode. So, you know what? We're celebrating all holidays. Dreidel,
right,
dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay. That's Drayden. All I remember. I only knew one Jewish person growing up.
I didn't know any until I moved to Chicago.
I knew one, the one Aiden Van Noppen, who I was in love with.
Shout out.
I know I've mentioned you multiple times, Aiden.
Aiden, friend of the pod.
Hit me up.
Hit me
up. You were the coolest girl in third grade.
Damn. Aiden,
I love that your family was Jewish and vegetarians.
No way,
so
that's cool.
I know, I thought it was so cool, but this is kind of sad. I was obsessed with Aiden Van Noppen, and
who wasn't?
I know, right? and I did a sleepover at Aiden's, and the whole family, sat at the, I really liked matzah, and then the whole family sat at the table and like lit candles and like had this like lovely dinner. And so when I got home, I was like, Mama, I've decided I'm gonna be a Jewish vegetarian from now on.
That's cool.
And my mom was like, what? And I was like, I'm a Jewish vegetarian now. And my mom was like, okay. And then, but I thought that if you became a Jewish vegetarian, your family would sit together at the table.
Oh.
I know. Isn't that sad? And then that's, I'm like, really, I've been sad. A Jewish vegetarian for 3 weeks. We ain't sat down one time together.
One time. Allie, that's so heartbreaking.
I know. That's a little, it's sad. That's good for a Hallmark movie if anybody's writing one.
I think you and I should write. Okay, so you and I are in a Hallmark movie right now.
Okay, we're in a Hallmark movie, yes.
And, okay, now we need to figure out which is the person that left home and which is the person that stayed home. Or are we coworkers? Or like a friend of coworkers?
The two options.
Yeah.
The only two options for a Hallmark movie. Who left home and who stayed home? Or are we coworkers?
Let's see how this plays out.
Okay. So,
The Notebook is like Hallmark movie on steroids, man.
Yeah, it is.
Hallmark movie. I'm at the Planet Fitness in Temple, Texas.
Yeah.
Shout out. And they have the Hallmark channel on. They have like 80 different flat screen TVs.
Just.
And at least three of them are Hallmark channel. No matter where you're at, you can just catch a mark.
Dramedies.
Hallmark. Yeah, man. Okay.
Okay. Which, so
I'm the boy one.
Yeah, okay, of course. Yes, you're the hunk. And
I'm the boy one.
I'm the girl that like I was like popular and cool in high school and like super straight, and now
I was maimed.
Uh-huh. And I'm coming back to town.
Because you went, okay. You had a terrible divorce.
And I'm gay now.
And your company went bankrupt. You have nothing.
Exactly.
So you're trying to figure it out. And you, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to write your storyline, please.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that you mentioned that I have six kids.
Yeah, you have six kids. And now you're coming back to town to stay, right? Or are you coming back to visit? And then you're like,
I have to come back to stay because like, I don't have a husband anymore. I have all these kids. I'm gay. I don't know what to do about it. Like,
now, do you have a job or are you starting your own job? Cause that's the thing in Hallmark movies. Mm-hmm. You're either like in a job or you are working, at like a bookstore, or you've created your own business. Which one is it you get to choose? Like a Goosebumps.
I've started my own company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the main labor is my children. And
are y'all making like organic butters and stuff?
Well, actually, I rent them out. Anybody that needs anything only tiny fingers can do.
Okay. This is going into questionable territory.
If you got something stuck in between the cabinet and the fridge, you can have my kid for an hour and I guarantee those little fingers will get it out.
Totally sane. What's the business where it's like the rabbit task rabbit?
I have all my children on task rabbit. Yeah. from teeny tiny to medium fingers.
Okay, well, here's my question then.
Mm-hmm.
Do I, because now I'm the hunk, and
yes,
I was always quiet in school, probably.
Yeah, you were. You were.
And I was always too nervous to talk to you. And you were mean, probably, which made me want you more. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
And of course, I have a really cool old truck.
Yeah, you do.
You have to. All the hunks do. Now, I need to know. I'm clearly working. I clearly have my own business. And it's something ambiguously male. We never know in the Hallmark movies what these men own. Is it a Christmas tree shop? Is it a cabinetry? I think I sell ciders, spiced ciders. Now, here's my question. Do we meet because I've rented one of your children?
Yes. Obviously. Okay. You have rented
I needed one to of rent.
My children.
I think I needed like three children that day.
Yeah.
So I rent.
What did you need their tiny fingers to do again?
Now, I had dropped a bunch of cloves.
Yes.
Just under the chain link. Just under. Now, if what am I doing? So I have these really expensive cloves and truffles, yes. Truffle and garlic cloves. And it's right between the hot stove.
Oh,
because it's hot.
All of my kids have touched a stove. They'll be fine.
They'll be fine. It's actually in the description. and a big barrel. I can't move it for some reason. I think I've cemented them into the ground and I'm like, man, I really need some, if I just had like tiny hands.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and send Timmy, Tanya, and Tobias over and they're going to take care of that.
And I don't know that it's your kids. So I don't know. So I hire these three kids sight unseen off TaskRabbit and you show up and I'm like, what's your name in it? Allie?
My name?
Mm-hmm.
Shajandra.
And I'm like, Shajandra? What are you doing here? I thought you moved to New York and got married.
I did. It didn't work out though. So now I'm back here and, you know, I'm just, me and my family, we're just hustling as hard as we can. And I thank you for renting, you know, three sets of tiny fingers today.
These are your kids?
Yes, Timmy, Tanya, and Tobias.
Wow, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did such a great job. I've actually taught them how to make some spice cider. Would you like some?
I would love some.
So here's the part in the story, but I don't know that you're gay yet.
No, you don't know.
And I think I'm just being so nice.
Yeah.
And I'm helping these kids out. And for some, one of them needs help with math. And I try my best, but I'm not very good at it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And
when I get my cider, I'm trying to hint to you that I'm gay. So instead of like just kind of like checking to see how hot it is with my finger, I keep really sexily like,
just lizard tonguing.
Like,
yeah.
Lizard, like just, oh, it's still a little too hot.
But I think maybe there's something wrong with the cider and you're mocking me. So I take it personally. And I'm like, you haven't changed at all since high school. And I'll get upset with you. And you're like, no, that's not. And I'm like, you know what? Just because you had the opportunity to leave.
What was your name again?
Ricky, RICKI, like Ricky Lake.
I like that. Beautiful.
Thank you. And I'm upset. I'm like, Shajandra, you haven't changed since high school. Like, this is a serious business for me. And just because you don't like something doesn't mean you have to mock it. Ricky. You guys should just go. Just go.
Ricky, so wait.
No. I kick you out. We can't end it. So we can't end it yet. Drama's got to build.
Okay.
I know you want to get to kissing me, but we ain't there yet.
Okay.
So.
Come on. Come on, Timmy. Come on, Tobias. Come on, Tanya. Let's get back to the car we live in.
And I'm like, that's not funny because, you know, my dad lived in a car in high school. God, Shajandra. And I'm like, hey, guys, I'm sorry, like, you have to leave. And I give your kids, like, some peppermint. I'm like, thank you for your tiny hands. And we don't talk.
Thank you for your tiny hands. Thank you. Yeah.
And then I'm at the grocery store and I see you again.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to have another encounter.
I'm getting
but this
one
time,
pack of peanut butter crackers.
Allie, your shit is bleak. This divorce did you
comes with
wrong.
Six.
Did you? Are you paying
one
him?
For each kid.
Are you paying him alimony?
He's not paying me.
It's none of my business. But guess what? Mm-hmm. At the grocery store, we lock eyes. Mm-hmm. But then I'm there with my shitty girlfriend. And everybody sees that she's shitty, even you. And obviously there was tension between us at my ambiguously male cider shop.
Yes.
/ woodworking place.
I mean, it was palpable.
I mean, it's palpable, but I just didn't get what you're doing with your tongue. So, and my shitty girlfriend, like, is all over me as soon as she sees you. And she's, like, rude to you in front of me.
Yeah, she came over and pushed my kid.
She's a bulldog, man. She's a pit bull. Dude, she's mean.
She two-handed shoved my child down.
I saw
in
it.
The frozen vegetable aisle.
I saw it. Y'all don't even have enough.
Poor little thing was freezing down there.
He was just trying to reach up for some frozen spinach, man.
He was just going to be like, Mom, can I please have some spinach with my cracker? And my answer was going to be no. But, you know.
I see her do this. And I'm at this. And I'm at the prepackaged meats, not the good kind, but,
yeah,
you know, the gross kind that's kind of slimy.
A little wet.
Meats. I'm at the wet meat aisle. And I see this.
What was your girlfriend's name again?
Chelsea.
Chelsea, that's right.
Chelsea. Yeah, Chelsea, that sounds right, right?
Chelsea Chesternut, yes, I remember.
Yeah, we remember her. And Chelsea, I see this and I'm like, and I go and I pick it up and it's Tanya she's pushed down. And Tanya and I really bonded because I watched her eat a whole clove of garlic and I didn't realize it's because she was so hungry. I thought the little freak just really loved garlic. And I'm
Tanya,
like,
Tanya, she has this disease. It's called pica. And she will eat anything. So you really have to watch that one.
You really have to watch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Chelsea, did you just push this kid? And Chelsea's like, yeah. What are you going to do about it? Come on, babe. Buy me all this Dr. Pepper. And she's got shopping cart full of Dr. Pepper. And I'm like,
The bottles too. I remember it was the bottles, right? Because the cans are cheaper, but she don't give a shit.
She don't
care,
and she doesn't even recycle.
Oh,
but at the time no. She was the only lesbian in town, so I had slim pickings. Now we're riding in this car, and I look back and I see you get back into your van home, and you're just rationing out your crackers. I'm like, something doesn't sit right. So I hire all six of your kids to task rabbit at my shop. And then what happens, Allie?
Well, I show up to drop off you. I mean, you ordered five, but if you order five, you get one free. Mm-hmm. So to drop off all six.
Great deal,
kids,
great deal.
Thank you. So that they could, their tiny hands can help you with your cider. And I come in and I say, I know you didn't hire a fifth person, and I doubt you need anybody with these size hands, but
if for some reason your hands are inflamed.
Inflamed.
They are inflamed because if you are malnutrition and you've just been eating just whatever you can get your hands on. Your hands are inflamed. They're big in this movie.
My fingernails are barely hanging on.
In...
You probably don't need any help from these hands. But I would love to come in and just keep you company.
And I say, yeah, why don't you come in?
And have I'll some... say, is Chelsea here? Because...
And I'm going to say, no. She got shipped back to the Marines. She's actually the Marine mascot, the Bulldog.
She's always been so great at being a mascot.
I'm going to say, no, Chelsea's not here. She left me to go to Reno, Nevada. She met someone online. And I didn't like the way that she threw your kid down.
Well, you know what I think, Ricky?
What?
I think Chelsea's the stupidest woman I've ever heard of in my whole life.
You're just
anybody that would leave you, a strong man that can make cider, is an idiot.
You don't mean that, do you?
I do mean it, Ricky.
I think any man that would leave you high and dry with six kids just because you're a lesbian.
Yes. Ricky, how did you know? I've been trying to find a way to tell you I'm a lesbian. Could you smell it on me?
I could smell something, but I saw the way you maneuvered around power tool. And your fingernails are quite short.
Yeah, the ones that are still attached.
And I said, why don't you and the kids, why don't y'all take a shower and clean up? And I'll cook us a supper. And I cook us a supper.
Oh my gosh. And then it ends and we're all around the table.
And it's matzah.
We're all holding hands and mm-hmm. all of me and my children, our hands are completely inflamed and your hands are not. And that just shows like what our future is. Like pretty soon we're not going to have inflamed hands.
Mm-hmm. And it's vegetarian matzah soup.
And vegetarian mesh soup.
Yeah. And you say it like that.
I just said it.
And I say, thank God that really expensive truffle fell between this hot oven and this barrel of whiskey I couldn't move.
And then Timmy holds up his hand with the skin graft on it. And says, I've never been so grateful.
Mm-hmm. And then
because
you and
he
I...
has a dad now.
Yeah. And then you and I kiss. Wouldn't it be so cool if we made out? Not together.
Do you like a lot of tongue or a little tongue or medium tongue?
I like it all. Dude, yeah. Why are you asking me? Did you get tongue down? Oh my God, my parents can hear me. I'm like screaming. Did you get tongue down? I do like tongue, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say light a little bit. Starting off light. And then medium. And then then a lot. I like being licked.
Oh, I like to be licked.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I like to be licked.
No doubt about it. Listeners,
I have one headphone of mine down. Because my parents' house is real old and you could just hear everything. So even though they're in the other room, I just know my mom can hear me say. I mean, my mom's heard me say worse.
Yeah, you're fine.
Do you? What kind of? How much tongue do you like?
See, I feel like the tongue situation changes over the relationship.
I would say that too, and per right? person,
right? So, like when you're first starting to date, and you know, then it's hot and heavy. It's a lot of making out. It is tongue central.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get together, and I'd say you've been together about like, you know, a year or so, it's less of the making out and more of just like, you know, sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I feel like in the very beginning of things, like I'm all for like making out all the time. But then after like time's passed, I'm kind of like, let's just have sex. Like, I don't really want to make it out.
Yeah, hang on. Dude, I mean, I get it, but I think making out is like, one, it's really fun. Two, it really helps keep that relationship going. You know, a hot horny makeout session on a Wednesday? Why not? Why not?
Why not?
But I feel you on that. It's like, okay.
But I love like a good passionate kiss.
Oh, good passionate kiss, hands down. But like making out before like going somewhere, like we can't fully have sex.
That's nice.
Yeah. Then you're riled up. Arr. How you feel about biting? You and I are both horny on this Zoom right now. Like,
I mean, we did that Hallmark movie and it got me so horned up.
Are you?
No, I'm really not.
Oh, okay.
I
was like, interesting fantasy.
Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD, and I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace, and each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled BABBEL.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I forget what we were talking about. What was the question?
Do you like being bit? Or do you like biting?
If somebody wants me to, I don't mind doing it. No, I have a very like low pain tolerance. Like, I can't stand for my nipples to be tweaked unless it's during sex. Don't be just coming up and tweaking my nipples.
Who's doing that?
My ex used to do it a lot, and it drove me insane.
Okay. So, you know, I did dumb stuff, too.
I mean, she loved my nipples. That's a compliment. That's great. But they're just too sensitive.
Right.
Can't handle it.
I will say, someone who wants to do tongue stuff but is bad at doing tongue stuff, that's a difficult conversation.
You've had to have that conversation?
I mean, I've tried to gently suggest like different techniques non-verbally. And they didn't pick it up. And I'll tell you what.
You tried to gently non-verbally.
Like, show them.
Show them. Yeah.
Without being like, hey, you really suck at, like, French kissing, dude.
Yeah. I get nervous sometimes because my lips are so small.
Yeah, but you got a thick lower lip.
You know, that's what you want. Just one thick one.
You got a normal upper lip.
It's non-existent.
It's normal. Look at it. You and I have the same normal lips.
I think I want to get a lip flip.
Should I do it too?
Yeah, as soon
I
as
might get some more Botox next time I get a job.
I wouldn't mind getting a little
When I get Botox, when I get a job again,
like a lip flip.
I'm gonna get it right here, right here. Yeah, lip. What if I got it like this, like that? Yeah, do it again. I bought this lip balm from a queer market, and I made fun of
Love
that stuff. I was like, ew. And then this, I didn't think it was being that loud. And I was like, with there with a friend, I
it.
was like, this is not for me. And this girl was like, oh, do you like that? I made it. And I was like, I'll have two. And it was like cayenne pepper in the lip balm. And it's supposed to make your lips swell.
Wow.
It's supposed to be lip plumper.
Did it feel nice?
No, felt like shit. It tasted like shit. It smelled like shit. And all it did was like burn my lips.
Ow.
Yeah, it did. It sucked.
Ouch.
I'm mad about it again.
One time I was at one of them little markets at Prospect Park. And I'm one of those people that, like, it's so hard for me, especially with like independent things, to not purchase something if the people come over and talk to me. And the woman comes over and I'm like looking at this bar of soap or something, and she sells me the soap and some kind of body butter or something. And
They're always selling body butter.
when I get home, I open up the soap and it's got a big cross on it, man.
Christian
Sold
soap.
me Christian soap. I had no idea.
Dude, you got Christian soaped.
I got Christian soap, man.
Hope you washed your ass with that.
Right in between the cheeks. And that trick I
Blaine.
used to do occasionally.
Yeah, how could I forget?
The trick I'm talking about, listeners, is when I take a bar of soap and I put it in between my butt cheeks and I can clench them and hold it there. Isn't that impressive?
I bet I could do
Who
that too.
wants to be my wife? Who
Who
wants to be
wants
my
to be
wife?
my best friend's
Who
wife? Line up if you want to be her wife. I'll take you to quizzes and I'll take you to town. Who
I got one
here?
big lip. I'm ready to lick you.
Oh, she's my best friend, and she could be your wife, and together you could have a very happy life. Come one and come all, and let me see if you're the perfect match. Perfect match for me, matey. Okay, what kind of wife do you want? You talk about stay-at-home wife or like working wife? Or like
Ambitious.
you gotta be ambitious.
Gotta be ambitious.
What if you were like
My
forgiving? Because I'm gonna do a lot of fucked up shit. I need her to be co codependent and forgiving.
Someone who can't hear well because I'm going to be yelling at her for the rest of her life.
Yeah, you stink. Don't be bringing these sloppy, wet meats around. Dry them off. Dry them off with a paper towel before you make my sandwich.
Sorry, I just had this like image of like making a cooter out of wet meat.
Like you just had this image. This image has been in your head since we started talking about wet meat.
It hasn't, it just hit me
Oh,
like,
sorry.
because they
Oh,
really could,
sorry.
like an artist could really like fold the meat,
They can.
they could really
They
make it look,
can.
they could make it look
They can
like
make it look good.
legit.
Yeah. Okay, so you want a wife that's ambitious. Did I tell you that one of the burns my family and I had, I burned a manifestation book that I've been keeping since 2019?
Wow.
I didn't tell
That's
you
like,
that.
it's gonna put it in there and it's gonna
I
happen.
did. It was a book of love letters, poetry, love letters to myself, poetry, journal entries of the future that I would manifest. You know, like I'm sitting there, I'm
Yeah.
like, oh, I'm here. And then my parents wrote little letters of like prayers and like hopes, dreams, manifestation, things they want to let go of.
That's
And then we
nice.
burned it in the fire.
Love
Thank
that.
you, friend. So I'm here. I want to burn your dreams up, Allie, so they come true. Love you.
I love you.
So you need an ambitious wife.
An ambitious wife. I do.
And she needs to be funny.
But she has to be funny and kind. I want someone that's like.
Can we talk about that? Yeah.
Can we talk
about it?
Kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need somebody that gets it.
That gets it.
We're not going to like a business meeting. We do go to business meetings, but we wear wigs in them. And we need somebody that can understand it and support it.
Can understand that. Yeah.
Like, yeah, babe, like this is my drawer of wigs and this is the nice one that hangs on the hook.
Yeah, like I get that we're moving in together, but like I'm going to need space for like my costumes, my wigs, my crowns, mm-hmm. my beanie babies.
This huge Rubbermaid right here? No, we cannot go through it and donate.
No.
Because I made that mistake and I'm regretting it. I said, what am I going to wear this? Well, guess what? 2 months after I donated it, I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep it.
What about those sick ass jackets my daddy gave me?
Dude.
Y'all, he gave me some NASCAR shit. This
and that's
old,
lesbian wet dreams, man.
This old Winston Cup 1997 leather coat. Dude. And it's signed by Jeff Gordon and by Jeff Gordon's crew chief or something.
Dude. And now, did he get that himself? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's worth some money.
I know, but I'm like, it's so cool, though. I want to wear it.
Yeah, you got to wear it. It's cool. You have to wear it.
I mean, I got an embroidery. Up, if I can get like $500 for it, then I probably should sell it. But
or like at least $1,000.
Yeah.
I got my aunt's old embroidery machine. I'm going to be making some y'all gay stuff.
I'm excited, friend.
As soon as I can figure it out.
Those things, like, it's...
Thank you.
It's impressive, friend.
I made one y'all gay shirt, but it didn't turn out right. But I tried to make it look deliberate. Mm. But, yeah, I'm excited. Dude, those jackets are incredible.
Yeah, thank you, friend. I know, it's so sweet. My daddy gave me those jackets, and I've been... our friend Blair, who's, like, so great at fashion, mm-hmm. wears these...
Dude, Blair, you're dope as fuck.
You dope, Blair. We love you. But Blair wears like oversized like men's white collar mm-hmm. shirts a lot. And so my dad gave me two of his. And Whoa. Like on one it has like his initials embroidered in it.
Sexy.
I thought that was nice.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. I get to wear my daddy's button up shirt all around New York City.
Ew.
Yeah. My daddy gave me his button ups and my NASCARs. That's your dating profile. This is my daddy's. He gave it to me. I'm wearing it on the L train. This is the J train.
Because you're going to want to jerk off when you see me in this NASCAR jacket.
Exactly like that. Because mm-hmm. you're going to want to jerk off.
That's right.
My mouth like had so much spit in it. As soon as I said that, I'm so sorry. I swallowed in the mic.
I really hope that there's someone out there in the world named Shajandra.
Shajandra? Isn't that from Napoleon Dynamite?
Maybe it is.
Or is it Shashandra?
I don't remember.
When Kip yeah. has like an internet girlfriend and they finally meet?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Dude, man, that movie's so good. I rewatched it. It's so good. Oh man, what happened to him?
I don't know.
It's so good.
So good. Napoleon Dynamite. Highly recommend.
Highly recommend if you have not seen it. Oh, man, I'm trying to get myself. I forgot to bring my dad some gummies because it helps him sleep and they have pain issues.
Yeah.
So he still had some from like last Christmas.
Yeah.
And he gave me some and I was like having a few and I was like, I don't feel shit. And then I looked and it was like mainly CBD and 2 grams. Man, I'm jonesing. I'd like to get high right now. Relax.
Y'all could go get some Hometown Hero at the store.
What store?
A smoke shop.
I don't know that we have any, and I don't think I'm ready to do Hometown Hero in front of my family. They've already seen me blackout drunk once. They don't need to see.
Okay.
They don't need to see me on Hometown.
All right.
But Hometown Hero, if you are listening, we would absolutely be honored if you sponsored us. Even if you put up, listen, if you know anyone at Hometown Hero, or you know anyone at, well, we would be open to anything at this point. But if y'all knew Hometown Hero, maybe you work there, maybe your friend does, and you're like, mm-hmm. well, we can't sponsor you with, you know, and we would take product.
Yeah.
We would absolutely love it. If you flew us to Texas, mm-hmm. put us up in a hotel room for a night, mm-hmm. gave us some Hometown Hero, and let us do a live show.
Yeah, come on.
Why aren't you doing that?
We're not asking for
We money. Didn't do anything wrong. If anything, we're doing you a favor. You know how many gays now know about Hometown Hero?
That is true.
We have
really spread the word.
Mm-hmm. Outside of the Texas area. Nobody else is talking about Hometown Hero like us.
Nobody.
Nobody. And we mean that actually.
Nobody, baby. Remember that song?
Would you?
Wow, 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 and I, wow. It's very sexy.
Oh, nobody but you. Which one is that?
No.
Oh, nobody, is that the boy band one?
Baby.
Nobody.
Nobody. And who can freak me like you? It's something like that. It's dirty. It's like a 90s R&B song.
90s R&B songs? When I was a kid, I was like, I'm going to listen to this. This is dumb stuff. But then I listened to it as an adult. And I'm like, oh my God.
Larry, my nanny that was the crackhead and then, you know, was not mm-hmm. on crack for a while and got to be my nanny and then started doing crack again. But anyways, he used to show up in the minivan sometimes and blast in this song. T-shirt in my panties on. I got my T-shirt in my panties on.
Who is that?
I don't know, but sometimes I'll just be walking down the street and be like,
T-shirt hang on, while we're doing this, I've got to see
T-shirt in my panties on. I got my T-shirt in my panties on. My T-shirt okay. in my panties on.
Adina Howard.
It's
picture this, I'm in my bed, body's hot, soaking wet. He's blaring this. I'm going to read these lyrics out.
He's blaring this. And I'm just riding around in the picture front seat this. Of a minivan next to him.
Is it the same minivan you have right now? No.
No. This was okay. the one right before.
Picture this. I'm in my bed. Body's hot. Soaking wet. Thinking about the things I like to do. I'm open wide when it comes to freaking you. Imagine me wet as can be between my legs. Yeah, tasting me. Boy, when you get here, you know my love will overflow. And you ain't got to worry about my clothes because I got my T-shirt
and my panties on.
Just how you like it. Keep doing it. It's your turn again.
T-shirt and my panties on.
Waiting for you.
I got my T-shirt and my panties on.
You can't deny it.
T-shirt and my panties on. T-shirt and my panties on. T-shirt and my panties on.
Don't be surprised when you come inside. Saddle up and be prepared to ride. Up and down, oh, back and forth. Uh-oh, can you feel it, baby? Don't you just take your time, because tonight you're mine. Gonna turn around and hit me from the behind. Oh, my God. Boy.
We would ride around and both be singing this.
We're not even done. Okay. But when you get here, you know my love will overflow. Because you ain't got to worry about my clothes. Because I got my T-shirt on my panties on.
T-shirt and my panties on.
I'm feeling kind of sexy now that we're all alone. Baby, can we make it nasty in the privacy of my own home? Baby, come a little closer. Come a little closer. I unplugged all the telephones. And that's the thing. You used to have to, like, take the phone off the dial.
Yeah, guys.
You
did. That's very 90s. I'm going to unplug the telephone.
Because tonight is special. I got my T-shirt and my panties on. And y'all listen to this.
Ever, you do this every time. Nobody can hear it. Ever, we cannot hear a thing. They do this every time, y'all. They think we can hear. They put a song on their phone. Then
it's
they hold
registering.
It up to the mic. Well, it is not. I hear nothing. ever. You look so sneaky right now.
It's a phone call with a bunch of sound effects, like whoop, whoop.
Isn't it funny though that that's a song from my childhood?
Yeah,
like, and I'm like, when I think of childhood t-shirt and my panties on, really,
that's pretty fucked up. Come on, my friend. I mean, listen, the light fell off. It kind of reminds me of sexting.
Sexting?
Yeah. I mean, that song is a sext.
I didn't really know what most of the lyrics meant. I love the t-shirt and my panties on part.
But I'm just meaning as an adult.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, she can write some stuff for me. I'm just going to copy and paste that.
Pretty good.
I unplugged something at my mom's room.
Oh, that's okay.
Now that we're all riled up.
You want me to sing you my favorite song from Buddy the Elf?
Oh, okay. I'm going to be honest. I used to love that movie, and now I'm buddied out.
I love Buddy the Elf. I am kind of Buddy the Elf. We share a lot in personality.
The Will Ferrell character, Buddy?
Yeah. I just love that character. But
he is a sweet man. He's excited about life.
I'm here with my dad that I never met.
Oh, I do love that scene, yes.
But I'm here now, Daddy. And guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yeah, that's nice, friend.
Yeah.
Well, shall we call it?
Yeah. Y'all be What's good. That? Y'all be good now
for the holiday. What? Y'all be good.
Y'all be good.
Y'all be good. Otherwise, my six children with their tiny fingers
are going to come pinch your nose.
Yeah. Don't forget to blow out that candle behind you before you go to bed.
I will not forget.
Okay. It's important that you don't.
Okay, friend.
Well, I love you.
You're a Christmas gift.
Friend, you're a Christmas gift and a New Year's gift.
Oh,
and I love you. And listeners, we're so thankful for you and grateful for you.
All we want for Christmas is a review.
Great, Allie. You knew exactly what I was going to ask for. Yes. Oh, my God. Keep the reviews up. Y'all, we're about to hit a really exciting milestone for us. We're almost at 1,000 downloads a week now.
Wow.
It's a pretty big deal. We'll get over 1,000 listens an episode, but yeah, to have it in the first week, it's a big deal. So thank you so much. It's really exciting. And in January, do we want to talk about it now?
What?
About Wizard?
Oh.
Did we ever talk about that?
We didn't talk about it yet.
We'll do it another time.
We'll do it another time.
Listen, y'all, we appreciate you. Leave a review. Say hello on the Discord. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you know anybody at Hallmark, just tell them the basic pitch of the movie.
Sure. Don't tell them it's ours. Let them know that we have a show for them.
Yeah. Okay.
No, Allie, don't have anybody else pitch our stuff.
Okay. Okay. Well, if
we're not going to get taken advantage of, and we're not going to do that anymore.
Okay. I'm sorry. They're just trying to get us the gig.
Well, not like that. Somebody will steal the gig.
Okay. I love you.
Love you too, friends. Hang on. Don't hang up because this is a thing. Hang on.
Okay.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.